I'm Danny Levinson, editor and publisher of China CSR at ChinaCSR.com. And for this Sino netcast, I met with Jürgen Sterkow at the Marriott Hongqiao Hotel in Shanghai on December 20th, 2006, to learn more about the community outreach project called Toys for Tots that the hotel has put together this year. Jürgen met me in the busy lobby of the hotel to review how his hotel has managed to engage both its staff and the local community in this charitable project.
My name is Jürgen Sterkow. I'm German, of German descent. I have German passport. I'm a German passport holder and born and raised there. But I have been living abroad for the last 21 years. And from that, I'm since 1988 with Marriott International. I'm the resident manager of the hotel. I'm basically the number two in the hotel, or I'm managing the rooms division mostly, but also in the absence of the general manager, I'm managing the hotel operations. Well, I actually was working at the JW Marriott Hotel in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. And in the mid-year of 2004 there, we started to think about a charity, what we can do. And one of the associates came up with doing the Toys for Tots, where we get in connection with the orphanage home. And we getting children presents from our corporate clients, from our regular hotel guests, as well as from some of the associates that can be given to the hotel. And we place little pictures and cards on the Christmas tree that identify some orphans who would like to have a Christmas present. And then clients can buy them, or we can buy them and put them underneath the Christmas tree. And then after Christmas, we go to the orphanage home and deliver this Christmas presents to the children over there. And I was very, very touched when you bring all these presents to the kids and you see them so happy about a simple Barbie doll or a ball or whatever else they had on their wish list. So it was a very touching moment for me. So I thought I can carry that on to the new hotels. And last year I brought it over here to Shanghai, to our hotel, and we had a great results last year with more than, I think, about 170 Christmas gifts for orphans. And we only had about 110 orphans or so to give gifts too, so some of them got even two presents. I've been very, very happy. The associates of the hotel have really even went out and bought Christmas gifts for their family, as it starts to become a tradition even here in China. They have took out some, whatever, 50-80 RMB out of their own pocket and bought some Christmas gifts for the orphans as well. Even the associates who are bellmans and doormans and even some of our housekeeping associates have donated toys. So that was quite impressive, because their income is by far not as high as some other associates, and they have done that as well. So it's a spirit to serve. Actually, our public relations department and human resources department have chosen orphanages around town. And they went out there, they looked in the community, and Marriott as a company supports the community within the surrounding of the hotel. So both these orphanages have been in a very close driving distance to our hotel. So even the orphanage people can identify the hotel as being part of the community. I actually bought just another toy for one of the kids who would like to have a little digital dictionary. And I asked one of our associates to get out and get one for me, and it's still not wrapped. I have to get it wrapped and put it underneath the tree. It's for a little girl who would like to have a dictionary. Each individual hotel has their own charity, and I feel that a charity should be a community event for the Hongqiao Gubei area. So since we are at this moment the only Marriott hotel here, we try to keep it for ourselves, because different hotels in town have different charities, and it's an evenly spread then. And we do charity events, what is Safe Kids International, and that is a company-wide charity event where all brands of our company, Renaissance International, Marriott, JW Marriott, and Courtyard by Marriott are doing Safe Kids events, what then will be donated big checks to Safe Kids. That's a corporate-driven one. The modus operandi stay the same, so because you will be given a docket, a receipt that you have donated that toys, and one will stake also on the present itself, and one stays with the hotel. So we have a tracking number on the tickets. That's one thing what we do. It's not that for sure it will reach the kids. They can see it on their little sticker, what will go on the present, yes. They may not know that particular person directly, but they know it's from John or from Peter or from Alan or whoever gave the present. And we also, if there are some associates who would like to come with us, especially from the concierge associates, they can come with us and bring it over to us over there. And they then had to, we had coffee and cakes and cookies, and I had a little Christmassy kind of a party or present exchange time, the right day. Because a lot of the children will go to foster parents over some of the holidays. So last year we actually delivered them in the first week of January, if I'm correct. Because a lot of orphanages have lower occupancy during that time because the children will go to foster parents. Actually, this year we have a little bit weaker participation, and we're still pushing it very hard. But last year we got a lot of presents. This year it's a little bit less, but we were driving it in the last days to make up for last year. We had a charity auction in the Grand Ballroom with all cluster hotels, where we have auctioned off our sports mobiliar and some other art mobiliar, what people could auction off in combination of a dinner. I think, first of all, to look at a charity, what you can do directly in your neighborhood, because any businesses should be part of the community. Community means the people who work there, the people who live around that particular place, and who can identify themselves with that company. What are they doing? I think that is very important. It doesn't help me if I do a charity and the money from here will go to Africa or other parts of the world, because it doesn't really have no impact on it. And I think it's always that every level of associates should get involved, from the rank and file hourly associates to the general manager. And Mary does another campaign worldwide that is Habitat for Humanity, but it's also very, very good charity where you build houses. And during my time when I was in Southeast Asia, we built houses for the people who've been victims of the tsunami, where their entire homes have been destroyed. And that was also quite neat, to build them a simple house with would cost you $5,000, $4,500, and the people could live in. At least they have a roof over their head again. Thank you very much for coming under this Christmas spirit to our hotel. I thank also BDL Media for the cooperation in regards to the video clip amendment last year. And of course, thank you also for donating a present for the Christmas tree. And I hope to see you next year again.